We are learning Masechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Samech Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new Perek, Perek Ezehu Neshech. We don't have time for such a big Hakdama, but when we learn as a Neshech, there's basically, when it comes to Ribbis, there's Ribbis Deraisa and Ribbis Derabanan. Ribbis Deraisa is Derech Halva, and Ribbis Derabanan is usually Derech Mekach HaMemkar. That's the difference in Ribbis Deraisa and Ribbis Derabanan. Of course, there's other Chalukim also, it's possible to have Halva, that's only Derabanan, it's possible to have, but it's impossible to have Mekach HaMemkar, that's Deraisa. So there's two types of Ribbis. Now, as we see in the Mishnah, we're going to see, Ribbis is not Dafka by money. There's Ribbis Deraisa by anything. It can be by food or anything like that. It's possible to have Ribbis Deraisa as well. And the Issa Ribbis, there's a lot of lav in it. The last Mishnah in the Perek, Ayin Hei and Beis, it mentions all the different lavim that you have. There's a lot of lavim. It says that, and not only that, not only there's a lot of lavim, the Gemara there says that there could be like five or six lavim, but still, even a loiva has a lav. That's the chiddush. A loiva who pays ribbis, he's the one who's getting ripped off. He's paying extra. He also has a lav to pay ribbis. And not only that, the Ariv, the Edim, the Seifer, they all also have Issa ribbis. But as we see them as the parak will go along, we'll see all these things. Zok the Mishnah, Ezehu Neshech veZehu Tarbis. The lashon of the pasuk is as Kasvcha leSitan leBeNeshech uve Marbis leSitan Achlecha. Marbis lashon of adding on ribuy, and that's the lashon of ribis comes the word Marbis. So in the pasuk it says Neshech and Marbis. So which one is Neshech? Which one is Tarbis? Which we'll see in the Gemara already. They're really the same thing. But Ezehu Neshech veZehu Tarbis. Ezehu Neshech Hamalva Sela behei dirim. A Sela is 4 dirim, and I lend out a Sela, which is 4 dirim, and I say, you have to pay me back 5 dirim. Why? Because I'm giving you a free loan. I'm giving you a loan. And if I'm charging you for the loan, you have to give me, for holding on to my money, and I didn't have my money now, I'm charging you an extra dinner. So here, Hamalva you a Sela behei dirim. Or, Sasayim chitim b'shalosh. Both, or I'm lending you, you need chitim right now, you're baking matzahs, I'm giving you 2 sa chitim, and you're going to pay me back 3. All these cases are also peshu noishach. This is Issa deraisa of ribbis, sai by money, sai by chitim, because I'm lending you and you pay me back more. That's ribbis, and ribbis is all for harvachas hazman, because I'm giving you time to pay it back. That's why you're paying the ribbis, because I said you can pay me back in 2 months, and therefore you're paying the extra ribbis. Veizehu tarbis, which in the Gemara will explain. This is means what's ribbis derabanan. Hamarbe peiris. What does marbe peiris mean? Ketzad lokach emenu chitim bedinazav. You bought chitim with dinar zav, but you didn't actually pick up the chitim. You gave him the money for the chitim, and you said, you're going to pay me over the year the chitim. So a dinar zav is 25 dinar kesef. So for 25 dinar kesef, I bought chitim. Now, why is but dinar zav akur? Now, why is that mutter? I is a problem of post mal payers. It might go up in price, and now I locked in the price because I gave you 25 now. So the answer is, the next word in the Mishnah, v'chein ha'shar, that's the shar. When the yotza ha'shar, the halacha is, it's mutter to do this, poiskim, why? Because when I give you $25, you can really, even though you don't have it yet, you could go buy it. So since you could go buy it, it's kilu you have it, it's kilu you have it, it went up in Marishus, it went up in price in Marishus, so it's not a problem with ribbis. So that's what he did. He gave him 25 dinar kesef, which is a dinar zav, for chitim and v'chein ha'shar. What happened was, it went up in price. Om the chitim, and he didn't give him the chitim yet. Om the chitim alam a dirim, I'm up to 30 dirim. Om the law, he came, let's say, they made up 3 months later, he comes 3 months later, he says, can I get my chitim? Tain li chitai, and why do I want it now? Because it went up to 30, I want to sell it and buy wine. So he writes, Om the law, so the seller told him, look, I don't really have the chitim now. I owe you now 30 dinar for the chitim. And I have wine coming up. He doesn't have wine right now. He doesn't have wine. You know what? Well, I'm going to give you in a month. I'll give you wine. I'll give you 30 dinar worth of wine. The halacha is such a case is asr. Why is it asr? Because here, we'll see in the Gemara. We have to see in the Gemara why. Because here, you're being poisik on the wine without money. You're placing on the wine without money, and if he has no wine, then that's a problem of ribbis. So that's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said Ezu Neshech, said a case of ribbis deraisa, and then it said Ezu Tarbis, which is derabanan. So Zok the Gemara, midashavik liribbis deraisa, v'komfarash ribbis derabanan. Since when it said Ezu Tarbis, it left alone ribbis deraisa as a farash ribbis derabanan. Mechlal the araisa the neshech v'tarbis chodem milsi. We know the pasuk says neshech and tarbis, and we didn't explain tarbis. So it must be that midaraisa neshech and tarbis are one thing. Chodem milsi v'akroy iksivi neshech kesef v'ribis oichel. So the Gemara's kasha is, what do you mean? Why are you saying the same thing? It says It says two different things. It says kasli stem neshach, marli lecha, and lechar is two lavim. It would sound like two different things. One's neshach, one's ribbis. Why are you saying the same thing? They wanted to come out lav lav shnei lavim, but right now we're saying the pasuk shot is there's two different lavim, lav of neshach and lav of ribbis. Why are you saying the same thing? And what is the words mean something? Neshach means I'm biting you, I'm taking something from you. Marbis means I'm gaining something from you. It's two different things. So it's two different things. It's like tomorrow, no. But tisbar the ikon neshach with harvest harvest with neshach. Is it possible? Kesef and Eichel is actually two different things. But also that we'll see it makes a difference because the Gemara's in the Darshan that it says neshach by both Kesef and Eichel and it says ribbis by both Kesef and Eichel. So even though it did separate in the Kesef and Eichel, it's also lav dafka. But right now the Gemara is assuming that the two lavim could be two different lavim because it means two different things. But the Gemara says, is it possible to have neshach with harvest with harvest with neshach? Is it possible? So Gemara says like this. Let's try to figure this out. What would be an example of neshach v'tarbis? Hechidami. Ida oisva meya b'meya v'esrim. So Rashi learns meya means prutos. So you lent 100 prutos, pay back 120 prutos. Mikara kaima meya b'danka. By the beginning, 100 prutos are worth a danka, which is a ma'a. A ma'a is a sixth of a dinner. So the 100 prutos is worth a ma'a. And I'm telling you, paying back 120. So here's a case of neshach. Because you're taking me 100, and you're giving back 120. So it means you have to pull out of your pocket an extra 20 prutos. But l'besoif, when you pay me back, the price went down on prutos, and now it's 120 prutos in a danka. L'besoif, kind of may have esher b'danka. So here's an example of neshach ika. Why? Because I have to pull out of my pocket another 20. The konachas lay, you're biting him. The kashakam name midliyav, you're taking from the loiva something you didn't give him. V'tarbis leka, the less they ravcha. There's no tarbis because the mav is gaining nothing. The danka oisver, danka kashakamine. It was worth a danka when he lent it, and it's worth danka when he took it back. So the Gemara says, I have a case here. Here will be a case where it's neshach with tarbis, and the pasuk of Mechash to us that is usher. Man, that's a lav of neshach only, not tarbis. If it's 100 for 120 and it stays the same price, you'll have both, neshach and tarbis. But maybe this is a case where it's neshach with tarbis, and we have one lav. So the Gemara, no. Saif. If you look at the beginning, there's both neshach and tarbis, because I'm taking 120 from you, and I'm taking more from you. And there's no neshach either. You look at the end, because it's not costing him any more money, because it's only costing him a danka when I pay back. I'm not costing him money, so it's more prutas or what?
It's hard to get a danka.
What is hard to get a danka?
Cost more.
No, but he had to come up with that anyway. Either way, have to come up with Danka,
yeah,
we pay back.
Today,
that's
what it's
going to
cost
them. Well, yeah, either way. You have to pay this back anyway. So what's the difference? Let's see what lent the Danka for Danka. That's what it'd been. So if you go by the Soif, so then it's nothing. If it's supposed to be Kara, it has both. That's the Gemara's Taina. Now the Gemara goes the opposite way. Vesu, Tarvis, Loi, Nesha, Hechidombi, Ida, Yusuf, Meya, Bemeya, Mikara. So what would be a case of Tarvis, Beloi, Nesha? I lent you 100 for 100. 100 prutas for 100 prutas. Mikara, Kaim, Meya, Bedanka, of Soif. But when he pays back already, those 100 prutos went up in price, and now it's worth more than a ma now. So I have to pay back even more. So that's a case where it's tarbis and no neshach. Someone says no, same tiny. He busted me karazlis like neshach give like tarbis. You go bust the halva itself. There's no difference. And he busted a soif azlis like neshach where tarbis. There's both. There's neshach and tarbis. Elo Amarava, you're right. Yet the Moitz leNeshach leTarvus leTarvus leNeshach. There's no way to find one without the other one. But leChilkan akasu lav leLavshei lavin. The pasuk only said two things. Say there's two lavim. There's a lav of Neshach and a lav of Tarvus. They're both the same thing. I just want to speak out one technical nakuda first of all. That comes from Rashi. He's saying 100 prutos is worth one ma'a. If the Ayin learned Hazav, they know that it doesn't fit into the numbers because it said in the Mishnah before that a ma'a is two pundin and a pundin is two isserin, which means that a ma'a is four isserin. And we know an isser is eight prutos. So that's 32 prutos in a ma'a. How did it land up being 100 all of a sudden? That's Taisus bothered by. Taisus has a different shot in the numbers. That's number one. Number two is, that what's the halacha lemaisa? You go what's the bikara or not? Could you lend 100 for 120 and the price goes up or not? So lemaisa halacha lemaisa and shogunah we paskin. We go bust the bikara. We go bust the halava. If I lend you 100 for 120, it's ribis ksutza. If I lend you 100 for 100, and later on the price goes up, so if it depends, that might be Rivas Derabanan. If it depends if it's Paris or not, it might be Rivas Derabanan. But we pass him, we go Basa Mikara, and there that's Rivas Katsutza. And the really a classic example of this Shaila is a Saw Basa, is a classic example of where it would be Issa Derabanan. So I lend you a Paris to give you back the same Saw Paris, Allah is also Midrabanan. Because if it's Basa Mikara, the price changes. We only be Derabanan. When the rights you go Basa Mikara, which right now it's the same value.